movies, music, television, and more. This is
Entertainment.
Rebooted.
Only on WZIP.
Hello, my name is Kirsten, and you're listening to Entertainment Rebooted. Today I will be covering Oscar's red carpet, so let's get started. So let's begin off by saying that this is a top 10, but there is no order for which I list the names, and everybody looked great and just dressed for the occasion, and definitely you should go check it out if you have not seen the red carpet yet. So first on my list, I would like to acknowledge Florence Pugh's outfit. I feel like the dress was well constructed. It was something unique about the outfit. It's probably like the gems or rhinestones that she had along with the necklace she wore with it. I also liked the hair as well. I liked how she had some of the front left out with like the bang, but then she also tucked it behind her ear. It looked like a real nice Oscar-worthy dress, and the hair just went with it. So that's why she made the list, of course. And now we're moving on to Regina King. She always looks put together every time she graces the red carpet. She's, of course, a legend in the Hollywood actress field, of course. And this dress here, it's so gorgeous to me. I love how it's like a burnt orange, and it also has like designs in the front, and then it just looks very well on her. Of course, the makeup is stunning, the hair, it looks great with it. I probably would have done maybe a more, might I say, bling on the earrings, but other than that, she looks amazing, and I'm glad to see her on the red carpet as usual. Next, I would like to acknowledge Christy Serra's dress. I think she looks gorgeous as well. I love the black and white, and I love the gown and how it's constructed. It's not overwhelming, but it's not boring, if you know what I'm saying. And I also like that she has the hair kind of tucked behind so that you could be able to like notice the earrings that match the dress. I possibly would have used or wore a necklace to go with it, but I'm not mad at it. She looks gorgeous. And once again, this is another Oscar-worthy red carpet look. Next on the list, I would like to also mention Coleman Domingo. I love his suit. I love the whole black suit with the bedazzled gemstones on there, if I'm saying it right. And I also like the shoes. I feel like he's well coordinated. The suit fits well. The pants, they flare out, but they're not overwhelming. And he just looks like he is dressed for the occasion. And I definitely can acknowledge that this is a great Oscar-worthy outfit as well. Nice pantsuit. Also, I would like to go on to say Danielle Brooks. She is another person who has definitely shown great looks on the red carpet this year so far. She wore this beautiful black gown, and it's simple, yet it stands out, especially at the top where you could see the construction of the rhinestones, and they're like in a straight line, of course, going throughout the top of the dress. And then on the back, she has a design with like the bow. It looks so pretty. The shoes match, and I am so glad I could finally see someone with like a necklace to go with the gown. It looks very nice and presentable. It doesn't look overwhelming, and she just looks gorgeous. I love the hair, and I love the earrings. She did a great job with this look, and I definitely can not be mad at it. Next on the list, we have Lupita Nyong'o. So I definitely was a fan of the color of this dress. this dress looks amazing on her. It's not overwhelming, but it's definitely a standout. I like the rhinestones. I like the feathers. It's just so pretty to me, along with the rhinestone earrings, well, the diamond earrings, and then the bracelet. And she just looks so put together. I definitely, once again, will say I would have wore maybe a little necklace, but I understand why she didn't put one on with this dress, because it is a lot of designs on the front of it, and you would not want to make it too much, if I'm making any sense. And I love, of course, the ring she has on. It's honestly another great look that Lupita has pulled off. She's pulled off so many, so I'm not surprised at how stunning she looks tonight. So we also have another person with gems on, and that is Gabrielle Union. Now, this dress is so unique to me, but also just stunning. It's beautiful. I love rhinestones. If anybody knows, I love them. And this dress is bedazzled in them. And she also has like the matching necklace to go with them, which I am so happy she did that as well. And the earrings, it's little. I would have probably done a little bit bigger since her hair is in a bun, so it would not be overwhelming if she did, but I'm not mad at it because the dress basically did all the talking. And her date, as a mentionable, honorable mention as well, Dwayne Wade, he's dressed nice as well. They definitely make a great couple, husband and wife, because they both coordinated well. I like his white blazer and black blazer suit, and they both just look like they're ready for the red carpet. So next up, I also want to acknowledge Anya Taylor-Joy. Her dress looked so pretty. It was another standout to me because I love the details in the dress. It has silver, it's not even a feather, but it's like a flower kind of dress without being too overwhelming. I love the rhinestones on it. The necklace matches to a T, which I love. And then the earrings match the necklace, and both just match the dress. So I was so excited to see a look like this. And her hair looks great as well. I love that she pushed it back so that you can be able to admire the dress and admire the jewelry together. So that is also another great look I loved. Next, Zendaya. I really love Zendaya's gown. It just looked so pretty. I love the silver and the pink. It's so pretty to me because it has the designs on the front. It's almost like just a flower almost, but almost like a leaf or palm tree design. I might be saying it wrong, but that's definitely what I got out of the gown. I love that she wore an earring that matches the dress as well, and it wasn't too big, it wasn't too small, it was just right. The hair looks stunning. With this dress, she could have went with a necklace, but she also could go without it. So I'm not mad at it as well. She has the bracelet. They go together really good. And this is also a standout dress for another reason, because I have not seen anybody did the pink and the silver on the red carpet. So I thought this was so pretty. So my final one, I did not list this as like tops from rating 1 to 10, but this is actually my favorite one out of all the looks. It's by Divine Joy Randolph. I love the hair. I love, love, love the dress. It's so pretty to me. It's like a powder blue, sky blue dress. It's giving so many great vibes just by looking at it. I love that she has the sparkles going on. I love that she has like the feathers on the arm. It looks so beautiful on her, and she just looks stunning. She also took home an Oscar as well, so just to see her shine and just see how she's glowing in the dress, it's just everything. I feel like she didn't need to add anything on. She just made it work. And this was the most standout dress to me tonight. And I just could not complain because everybody looked great, but this was definitely my favorite look. And congratulations to Miss Randolph as well. Well, thank you for listening to me today on Entertainment Rebooted. I'll see you next time for another review on the best red carpet looks.